a lot of reaction to last night's Top Table show on BBC One Northern Ireland, a new format for 21-year-olds and under to get involved in politics in this country. The Chief Commissioner for the Equality Commission, Michael Wardlow, has contacted us about the show. Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Why did you get in touch?
Well, two reasons. First of all, I was surprised by the amount of surprise that people were expressing, ringing in as if people didn't know that LGBT young people were facing extreme amounts of bullying in schools. This has been something that's been commonly known for a long time. And in all our educational papers that we've been putting back to the department, we've been saying that prejudice-based bullying, if you think of ethnic minorities, people living with disabilities, LGBT, transgendered people, this has been ongoing. And the bullying policies in schools need to be fit for purpose. And that involves that whenever incidents happen, they should be recorded, because sometimes things happen and they're not recorded as a trans incident or LGB. But more importantly, there needs to be capacity in the schools, both in training and teaching, because what I heard today and last night was a lot of opinions being treated as fact. Now, let me just give you a couple of facts, which was the second reason I rang. And the fact is at the minute that, unlike in Great Britain, trans children in schools do not have the protections of equality law, unlike LGB. And we have been pointing this omission out for some considerable time and have been asking our legislature to address it. Now, that doesn't mean they don't have protections, because obviously under the bullying policies, they can seek redress under a school. But if you're saying an LGB young person feels that they've been discriminated against, as far back as 1976, our sex discrimination order covers that. But trans children, which is a particularly, I guess, new, and that would include non-binary and intersex, don't have those protections in Northern Ireland. And this is an omission that needs to be addressed. And what I really wanted to say was, if people do feel that they're not sure what their protections are, please do ring us at the Commission. We'll leave a number with you.
Well, you've heard a 17-year-old citizen in Northern Ireland, Michael, say out loud, and to be fair to the school, he said the school are doing their best.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they don't want to go to school anymore. And they hope that at some stage they'll just be treated like a human being. Like, that is so sad.
Look, I'm a father of children. I'm a grandfather. And when I then look at the stats, 6 out of 10 trans pupils have reported the fact that they've had significant amounts of bullying. Now, when 6 out of 10 say that, and we're saying, what as adults are we doing? I mean, I'm fed up with people saying children are the future. They're not. They're the present. And you had some very vocal young people on last night. You had a very healthy debate. But the problem is, there was a lot of opinion being thrown around. And sometimes when opinion's said often enough and it's held strongly enough, it comes across as fact. And I wanted to be clear that people are aware of the facts. Now, people can have disagreements over whether there is such a thing as sexual dysphoria or gender dysphoria. You know, I'm fed up with the amount of discussions end up on what toilets do they use, because when I talk to trans friends, they'll say the first thing they're asked is, what toilets do you use? You have non-gender toilets, non-gender-based toilets. I mean, some schools have actually transitioned towards using they're accessible toilets for that. That's not a great solution. But they're going to gender-neutral toilets. I mean, that's not a difficult thing. All these things are easy. But the very simple link between this and some form of predatory behaviour is reprehensible. And I'm glad that you stopped that debate. The big issue at the minute
Sammy Morrison, who is a spokesperson for the TUV, is he not entitled to express himself as he did? Are you objecting?
No,
are you describing
not
his views as reprehensible?
No, I didn't say that. What I said was that whenever opinion becomes fact, and what I'm saying is, I'm commending you by saying there is no link between someone who is LGBT and some form of predatory behaviour. And the problem is, in the public debate, that happens. But I think what you did was you handled that extremely well and said, hold on a minute, this is not about there's a problem if they use, you know, males who want to be coming in on Monday and say they're male. And this notion that somebody wakens up and either thinks, oh, today I'm gay, or today I'm going to be John and not Joan, it's ridiculous. And this is the problem. Where are we going to have a sensible, informed public debate in this? And a very simple way through this is, get the protections, bring trans young people into equality legislation, and just the same as it is in Great Britain. And that's a glaring omission that our legislature can address. Whether it's a direct rule or not, I don't really care, but it needs to be done.
So what protection is there? And we know how difficult it is to stop within a school environment when kids are, you know, you can't monitor them all day long, every second of every day, to be fair to the school.
Absolutely.
But if we do take Alex as a, you know, it's very rare that you hear someone of that age speaking so openly on such a big platform. And I guess maybe that's why, maybe I'm shocked because of my naivety that I've heard about it, but I haven't actually heard from the person experiencing it very often. Okay? So when we have a child, and that's what Alex still is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we have a child in Northern Ireland saying that they essentially are not being treated as a human being because of who they are. You know, that is devastating.
Yeah.
Now, what protection is that human being called Alex entitled to in Northern Ireland?
Well, leaving aside law, first of all, Alex is, as a young person who identifies as a non-binary or transgender, because some will call it by different things, what they're entitled to is, when they go into a school or any other establishment, to be treated like anyone else and to have their identity respected and their dignity afforded.
But Michael, how do you stop the kids? How do you stop some kids bullying that person?
Well, you can't. I mean, you can't stop bullying now that we've got so many different forms of it. But what you can do is make it clear that any form of bullying, there'll be zero tolerance for it. But this has to start with the leadership of the school. It has to start with the governors, the head teachers, right cascading through all the teachers, so that young people know. And the other thing is the ally. LGBT now have, they have plus very often at the end of it, but the plus can include allies. You don't have to be gay or LGBT to actually identify with some of the trauma that those people are going through at the minute. And maybe the call is for more of the allies, more straight allies, to be able to stand up for this. It's no different than someone with a disability who's being abused or bullied in a school. You don't have to have a disability to stand up for someone being bullied. And maybe it is about Alex making a call to other young people to stand up and be counted. And actually, those small acts of generosity that stands alongside, they're a great practice in some of our schools. I would want to point that out. There are many young people who go through our schools, are bullied, and schools' policies, when they're applied properly, address it. I think trans is particularly difficult because it's a new phenomenon. There's a debate around whether or not it actually exists, and I heard that in your program last night. Some people even think you waking up and decide you're going to be a male or a female. And until we have that debate and recognise the fact that Alex didn't decide suddenly to come in and wear lipstick just to challenge people. Alex is expressing an identity that he believes, as a non-binary young person, he has the right to be protected. Schools should be safe environments, and in the main they are. And when they're not, we should call it out.
Michael, thank you very much indeed, sir. Thank you. That's the Chief Commissioner for the Equality Commission, Michael Wardlow.